from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
Ah, it is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, Old Dirty and the Big Dilf.
The Big Dilf.
Have the latest for you, and the latest is... Oh, yeah. Also T-Mill, Psycho T, a.k.a. Moneybags. And Moneybags made some cash last night, baby. T-Mill made a little money. He sent two or three shots, screenshots of... Okay, and then you know what really pissed me off, Clint?
What's
that? He's going to send that last one. All right, okay, just one more.
I don't. It's not often you have a day that's strong.
Just one more. Just one more. Let me let you see that, man.
12 of 13 bets, bro. That's arguably the best day of betting ever I've ever had.
I've considered, Clint, just saying, here, man, I'm going to just give 100 and you spread it out over all your little bets.
I'll invest for you.
To go with them. But I just can't do it. But, you know, 12 of 13, what a ride.
How long did you think about that, Ron? Really? I mean, how long? 30 seconds?
No.
10, 15?
I've been mulling it over for a few months now. You know, I just slow to the party here. Right.
Well, if you decide to, man, I will invest and I will turn that money into more money for you.
Yeah, I
you don't sound like you want to do this.
One, it's difficult for me when it comes to sports to then put that money in somebody else's hands in terms of their thoughts. I feel like he may be wrong, but the other part is you know, Clint, he's got so many down, like he can completely blow the Hunter Brown strikeouts, but then still come out 600-700 on the top because he'd got 8 or 9 other bets in. What was the bet you lost yesterday? You said 12 of 13. The only one I lost was
I believe it was Bregman's over on total bases.
That's 2 days in a row.
Yeah.
You got to let that go.
Yeah.
You got to move on to the next one.
I had 2 parlays, dude, and then I hit. Oh,
those
man.
Parlays. Woo! Those parlays are the ones. Those suckers hit.
We parlaying.
Well, let's make one, Ron.
You're getting awfully excited.
I mean, talking about all that damn money. Let's do something with it.
I just said it. I said I've been thinking about it for a couple of months, and I don't think I'm ready to do it yet. But good for him, man. Congratulations to you, Tyler. I'm happy for you, man. But as we move on to there's no Astros tonight, so maybe it's not much for Tyler to bet on today. But the Rockets, they've already made a move. They have traded the 44th pick of the draft to the Atlanta Hawks for their forward, A.J. Griffin. A.J. Griffin is a former first-round pick in 2022 out of Duke. He is a forward, pretty good shooter in the league. In the limited time that he has been in, he has shown shot 39% his rookie year. But obviously, man, in 2 years, you haven't caught on when, you know, the Atlanta Hawks are ready to move on from you. The Atlanta Hawks have the number one pick in the draft. So that kind of shows where you are. So it's not like, hey, boy, they're adding a big-time piece. If this guy can be somewhat of a contributor or a contributor into them being able to get another player in a package, that would be big. But, Clint, I think it's just even more and more talking about to the point of, like, there's got to be another move in store that is going to kind of limit the amount of all of these young guys they have that expect to get time next year. There's got to be some move in motion, Clint, because they just have so many of these young dudes. And, I mean, they got so many young dudes, Clint, when you combine them with the already veteran guys on the floor that you know are going to play, like, you know, Fred and Brooks and some of those guys. They've already got those dudes, and to think like they're gonna continue to try to see what they have with all of these other young dudes, there has to be another move in place, Clint.
Well, yeah, look, I mean, first of all, that we've seen 2 or 3 years of the whole let's develop these guys, let's see what we have. We've seen 2 or 3 years of that, and we're at a point now where Ime Udoka's seen 1 year of it. And at the end of the day, to your point, there's so much youth on this team, and there's so much of it that Ime Udoka didn't pick. I mean, it just makes sense that he doesn't like all of these guys. Like, at some point in time, he is going
or
to...
Or at least doesn't feel he has to have them all.
Well, I mean, look, I mean, boy, Ime Udoka would be the luckiest coach ever if he's got 8 players under 23 and he loves them all. You know, yeah. These are my guys right here, man.
And it's all of them.
It's going to break my heart to cut ties with a couple of them. He'd be the luckiest coach in America, and Rafael Stone would be the best evaluator in all of the land. So there's got to be guys that Ime Udoka looks at and is like, hey, man, you're either you don't have it, or you're not developing fast enough, or you're a bad fit for what I want to do. You just your strengths don't align with what I want my guys to be strong in, and so we've got to move on from you. It just makes sense that there's going to be more movement sooner rather than later, whether you look at it at just a sheer numbers game, or you look at it and say, okay, Ime Udoka, he didn't sign up to sit around here for three more years after Silas whatever he did here. You know, Ime Udoka didn't just sign up to sit here for 3 years and develop guys. I mean, this is a win now league. I got to imagine that he is in a win now mode. And so I don't know, Ron. I think this offseason there's going to be a ton of movement.
Just come in with it. Yeah, just come in with it. Yeah.
Hey, I can hear you.
Yeah, we can hear you there. That was my fault.
Yeah, I bet you could. No, go ahead. I guess there's some breaking news with the draft. Tyler, what's the news?
God, this is too good.
This is ridiculous.
Shams Charania is reporting the Los Angeles Lakers are selecting Bronny James with the number 55 pick in the 2024 NBA draft, sources say. Bronny and Bron together in LA.
You get to see the fam, man.
This is stupid, man.
This is amazing.
It is.
I love it. I'm here.
He's King Griffey Jr., King Griffey Sr. right here for the Reds is what's happening. They have pulled this thing off. Hold on.
You just did Bronny a huge solid there, by the way.
I'm just saying the last time we've seen.
God, all the Taco Tuesdays they're going to get to have together.
The flip-flop.
I think it's tremendous.
You think?
I think it's tremendous.
Do you think Bronny's happy?
Oh, I'm sure.
Hell yeah, he is. Him and LeBron have been talking about this for 10 plus years.
I mean, like, there's some elements are cool, but hey, dog, how old is Bronny? 19? You got to be around your damn daddy every single day.
Yeah, 19.
You know, some ways, like, oh, cool. But you, like, in these years, when you want to go out and be the hoe that you want to be, when you want to go out and Sawyer Royal Oats. When you want to do those, you got to be around your dad every day.
Well, I mean, I'm sure his oats are getting sold for him.
He knows he's going to have tacos.
I'm just saying, like, it's cool. Like, all right, yeah, man, we can see dad, you know, once a week. Nah, every day. Every day.
Get done at practice. All right, Pop, see you at the house.
Nah, we get on this plane together, son. Sit next to me. And I just want to say, LeBron, all that, maybe some of that stuff that you was doing, you might have to clean up just a tad either. Also, I'm not just talking about with, I'm not talking about with ladies or anything. I'm just saying anything you've been doing. You know your son's on the plane with you.
Watching the Lakers draft, Ruben, you'd think they just drafted Wilt Chamberlain.
Hey, how did they put...
I bet LeBron and Bronny done sowed some oats together.
Come on, man.
I know you don't want to hear that, Ron.
That ain't not my... No, that's not my king.
Hey, Dad. No, hey, Dad, since you and Mom are a thing, I don't think you should do that. I think you should pass it on down to me, bub.
No, man. No, it ain't.
I mean, I bet Bronny.
LeBron is not smashing in front of Bronny. Stop.
Well, okay, you're right. You're right. That's not fair. But I bet he's handed some off to him.
He's sure enough has picked up some because of who his father is.
No question, man. Just give me a shot, Pops.
God, JJ Redick.
You can't have the old man, but I'm the guy.
Hold on. This is Rich Paul, Clint. Rich Paul, now both of their agents, and Rich Paul has pulled this off. Listen to what Bob Myers, the former person who put together the Warriors dynasty, the former vice president of basketball operations for the Golden State Warriors. He is now he now works for ESPN. This is what he said he was hearing that Rich Paul, the agent for Bronny and LeBron. This is what he said was happening with other teams with Rich Paul.
Bob Myers, you promised at the top of the show that 30 minutes in, you would have an update for us on Bronny James, and we're 56
minutes. Well, I don't get a chance to say anything.
So would you like to say
anything? Stephen A. talks a lot. There's other stuff going on.
Break some news. Stop whining.
Yeah, that sounds like an update.
Listen.
Exactly.
Fine. I will say
15 seconds.
Right now, Rich Paul's calling teams, don't take Bronny James. He's telling them, do not take him, okay? He's saying, don't take him. If you take him, he's going to Australia. So he has a plan and he has a place.
But he's not telling the Lakers.
I don't know if he's telling one team.
Mark Tatum.
He's telling teams.
Don't take him. If you do, he's going to Australia.
He'll go to Sydney.
Wow. Aussie, Aussie, Aussie. Oi, oi, oi.
Oh, my God. Man, you got to be.
You think he's going to Australia now that the Lakers have taken him?
I'm going to imagine that's the team he didn't tell him to take.
Well, no. Yeah, I mean, you got to believe that was just. I mean, because teams had to be – I mean, anybody in the right mind at this point in the draft would be like, hey, I wonder if I can draft Bronny and then talk LeBron into coming to join our squad.
No Fosters in his future.
Yeah. Yeah. From the text line, don't ever compare Bronny to Griffey Jr. Them are fighting words. I'm not comparing the players. Just saying a father-son that played on the same team. I bet Griffey hated that. Yeah, that's going to sound real fun. Somebody texted in, Savannah's the happiest person in the world.
Oh, and Mama is stoked.
you'll keep an eye on him on the road?
Mom is
stoked. Who are you saying she's saying that to?
To LeBron.
No, I thought you may be saying that to Bronny.
No. You keep an eye on him on the, enough now.
You keep an eye on LeBron on the road for me?
No, she's saying that to LeBron about her baby boy. Hey, it's his first road trip, okay?
This is wild. If you missed it, the Lakers were able to pull this off with Rich Paul telling all other teams that he will go to Sydney, Australia if you draft him.
And the Lakers get him.
And the Lakers got him.
The war room stands up and high fives and claps like
I'm
Nick Casario
telling you.
Thinks
oh,
a joke.
I don't have a TV. They got
That's
up and high fives.
That's what I was trying to tell you. It looked like they drafted Wilt Chamberlain or something.
I mean, I don't know if they were getting up because the bar was closing or if they were getting up in five. They got up. They definitely got up out of their seats.
Big-ass smiles, high fives, hugs. So,
Pick 55, baby.
Well, get ready for this, JJ. JJ, although JJ may be the guy to handle it. Yeah, guys, I didn't play Bronny because I didn't want to. I could hear JJ saying that. I don't give an F how many times you asked me. I didn't play him because I didn't want to. Where is their G League at? That's got to be where he's headed. Good God Almighty!
Are you really think that's more probable than not, given what just went down?
Oh yeah,
LeBron being GM and player.
Yeah,
and
he's
coach.
Gone. Yeah, he's gone. He's gone. He's gonna go.
I don't know about that.
I mean, listen, we've seen LeBron, man. He'll get rid of his best friends if they don't. If they cause him to lose.
Yeah, but this is his offspring.
Boy, let him cut Bronny.
Like, oh wait, he'll cut him. He'll send his ass to the G League.
Hey, you know, like Savannah's gonna be like, you sent my boy where? You sent my boy where? Grand Rapids. What?
Yeah, I mean, listen, he can't guard the pick and roll. So I mean, his ass got to go.
I did all I could do, Savannah. At least he's in America. Did you want him in Australia?
Hey, does he stay at home still? Like, where's he? Is he got his own place?
Nah, he can't petri that thing.
He probably got his own wing of the house.
He should have his own crib right now, right next door to Dad. Like, he ought to have his own entrance. He ought to have his own everything.
Yeah, I was gonna say, he probably got his own wing.
Mother-in-law quarters.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, fellas, this is interesting to me to see what the Astros are going to do in their series against the Mets. They've got a day off today, but they face the Mets coming up this weekend in New York. And this Mets team, interesting. They have gone on a run after a slow start, very similar to the Astros. They've won 8 of 10, and now they've reached 500, 39-39, after their really, really slow start. And a lot of people thought that their season was over. They've made it back to 500, so this will be a fun series to see which hot team is able to stay hot. But Blanco and Valdez is pitching on Friday and then Saturday for Framber. And then, as I put this in, TBD on Sunday, yep. Fellas. TBD on Sunday. I wonder if this is more going to be a bullpen game finally, or are they going to try to find somebody else down in the minor league system? Somebody in Sugar Land or whatever, are they going to bring them in to bring them up to get a start? Or are they going to go full bullpen game? Because they've avoided trying to do that. This may be unavoidable this time.
Seth Martinez, full bullpen game. He's going to give you 3 out of the gate. What do you think, boys?
Yeah.
Martinez?
I think
he's pitched once in the last 42 days or something like that. Not really 42. I was joking. I think he's only pitched once in several days. So he's got to be rested, and that's got to be – the thought, right, is if you need a bullpen day, like Seth has got to be the guy. It's the only reason you'd rest him the way
that
they rest
Seth,
him.
Yeah, Seth and Taylor Scott coming together, another
Tay-Tay
guy.
Tay-Tay been used. Dubin been used, man.
Listen, they had a day off today, and I don't think Tay-Tay got used yesterday. So he should be rested, and he's a guy that goes multiple innings. I mean, if you can get him to go, Martinez to get 3 and maybe Tay-Tay get 2 and try to fill that 6th inning, and then you get to your horses and you get a chance to get that win. I'm telling you, what will be key, though, is how many innings Ronel Blanco and Framber Valdez can give him.
Yeah.
That will be key on Friday and Saturday, because if they throw, 4-inning games and you got to get – You know, 5 innings from your bullpen, that may kind of put your bullpen in a place where they're not ready to take on a full-fledged bullpen game like it looks like they may on Sunday. So we'll see. Hopefully this is the only time around the schedule of the rotation, they have to do this. But we'll see what happens. They haven't determined what they're going to do yet, but to be determined coming up on Sunday for the Astros. All right, one thing – I'm really excited right now. I'm excited. I'm pretty. You got to feel good about all of the area teams, but with the Rockets, I'm really excited what they've done the last couple of days. But there's one thing that could really irritate me and borderline upset me if they don't do. We'll discuss that coming up next.
Let's go, Rocket.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and
at-bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/at-bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
All right, welcome back into The Drive. The latest news of the day. Tyler is trying to figure out, is this breaking news? That's it. No, we can't break in,
Bronny.
But the Lakers are able to select Bronny James with the 55th pick. That's what everybody was wondering. Where is he going to go in the second round of the draft? Did you hear Tim Legler earlier today? He said that the Boston Celtics should draft him and then send a ransom note to the Lakers saying, we have your son and we'll take Austin Reeves in return if you want to get him back. But apparently Rich Paul, I mean, this is, you talk about doing an agent's work. Rich Paul rolls through and tells all teams that aren't, I would imagine, the Lakers, don't draft him. If you draft him, he will leave and go to Australia. I wonder if those teams were like, okay, we weren't going to draft him.
You got to think that there's teams out there that were almost laughed at him.
Oh, I would think so. Yeah.
I mean, I know it's Rich Paul, and there's obviously, you know, there's a respect level there that you got to be professional. But damn, you would think that somebody would be at least maybe smart ass enough or close enough to him to be like, Rich, are you serious? I mean, did you really pick the phone up and think this was necessary?
Hey, you think LeBron just said, hey, get it done.
Absolutely.
Get it done.
Absolutely.
Figure it out.
Absolutely.
Hey, this will be one to watch. See how there were reports that a 3-year max deal was offered to LeBron earlier this week. Let's see how quickly he signed it.
Oh, he's gonna get that thing signed immediately.
Just was.
He's got to be around. He's got to stay. He's got to play long enough now to let him run his let the G League run its course. Right. He's got to work his way up through that.
Yeah. Well, maybe he just makes it. Maybe he's just.
If you're JJ Redick, that's the only way you do this. Hey man, he's going to the G League, bub.
they said, good. Put that offer on the table. I'll sign it after the draft if this thing goes the way I want it to go. Yeah.
LeBron, but, you're talking about.
Yeah. Bronny James slid in here and got in here on the Lakers. How about that?
Glad I'm here to watch it, man. Not a Rockets fan.
I wonder what jersey number he chooses. That'll be interesting to see. All right. Speaking of the Rockets, Clint, I find this interesting when you look at the moves they've made and how they've been positioned. And we look at their rotation potentially right now as this team has constructed on paper. You know, the veterans and free agents they went and got last year, and Fred Van Fleet and Dylan Brooks, and then to go along with their young guys and the two superstars they hope to be superstars this year in Sengun and in Jalen Green. And then you got Jabari Smith Jr., who they drafted early a couple years ago. Then Amen Thompson, who they drafted in the top four last year, who had a really good, pretty good rookie year, was, I think, second team all rookie. Reed Shepard, who they just drafted last night, Cam Whitmore, Tari Eason, who missed most of the year with that leg issue, and then Steven Adams, who they traded for, and then you can throw in A.J. Griffin in the mix as well, who they just picked up in a trade with the Atlanta Hawks. And I look at this, and we remember the reporting we heard, right, fellas? We heard they're trying to make a big move. They are in, what did they say, win now mode. We want to win now, move now. Clint, I will be more than disappointed if this is it. Because you can't say we're in win now mode. Let's go. We're going to try to make big moves. We want to do something now. And this ends up being the roster that they run out with to start the season next year in year two of Udoka. That to me, I will have an issue with. I'm cool right now. They have positioned themselves, especially after you traded. If you missed it the other day, Brian Windhorst went ahead and let you know how important those picks are. You traded those valuable Nets picks, especially after they have just kind of announced that they are going to be terrible the next couple of years.
Why?
And you traded those to get all of the assets to Phoenix and those picks. It's got to be more than this. This cannot be the roster that they go into into next season with. Just cannot be. There has to be something more. If you're in win now mode, this is not a win now mode roster to me.
I agree wholeheartedly, Ron. I just don't see, from several different vantage points, I just don't see how you stand pat with the roster that you have right now.
And first, just adding Reed Shepard.
Yeah. I mean, look. Cocaine Curry is a good ad. I mean, if you're needing a perimeter shooter that again is gonna allow you to take that next step and change the game in the playoffs for you, not 3 years, you know, with 3 years left in a rebuild or of some kind. When it's all said and done, Ron, I think your point's great. Jalen Green and Alperen Sengun, they're both obviously were a pleasant surprise last year, but I don't think either one of them are lock, stock, and barrel guys that you are convinced you're going to build around, right? I don't think M.A. Udoka signed up to be 3 years into this thing before he's actually equipped to compete at least a playoff level, if not a championship level. I don't think that M.A. Udoka wants to keep all of the guys that Silas and Rafael Stone drafted over the years, all these young guys that you mentioned. They've all shown progress. They've all developed. They've all bought in at times. But there's no way in hell that a coach, I don't care what sport you're playing in, when you inherit somebody else's guys, you don't love every single one of them.
Yeah.
I mean, it just ain't, whether they were good fits for you or not at the time, you don't love every single one of them. Now you get to the fit aspect of it. You got to believe that a good chunk of these guys, while they've got a big upside, they're probably not good fits, whether it's tangibly or intangibly for M.A. Udoka. So it just, Ron, on so many fronts, this just looks like, okay, the Rockets got to make a big move. They're one guy away from being the 2024 Knicks, right? I mean, they're one.
That potential, yep.
Yeah, they're one superstar away from being the team that nobody gives a chance to make a serious run in the playoffs, but all of a sudden, boom, here they are, and they are a really, really good team. At the very least, a team that could upset one of the favorites. I think they're one really, really good player. I'm talking superstar now, away from being that team. Still missing some pieces, but boy, they could piece together a hell of a season if they could find that guy.
Yeah, and that's the part about it though, Clint, is they said it. It's been reported. They said that they are looking to make a win now move, and trying to get that type of player. And they have moved assets, right? We talked about why else would they have done that? Why else would they have done that with those Nets picks if they're not going to try to get aggressive to do it right now? It'd be one thing if they didn't kind of, you know, have it floated out. And Clint, you know, all of those reports from Woj and Shams and all that, that didn't just get out because, you know, there was a leak. They wanted that out. They want that conversation out about how much they want Durant and Booker and others. So go ahead and get it done to me. And because I think it's got to be playoffs has to be the next step and goal, right? You got to 500. What was that? Like a 19-game improvement, which was amazing. You got to 500. And now it's got to be playoff talk. Now it has to be playoff talk. And that roster that I just named, and with all due respect to the texter who just texted in, I love the roster for the Rockets. That's not, to me, a Western Conference playoff roster. That's a hope of a Western Conference playoff roster. That's not one. I think many people will go to Vegas and bet if they had to with their life on the line, bet against that. That's the next step. You're talking about getting next step players. You got to get that done because this to me, you just can't be 100% confident that this is that type of a playoff type 10 team. All right, coming up. Speaking of playoffs, that's where the Astros are trying to get back to as they are 500. They've got a big 10-game road trip, and we got to play my favorite game. That's coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, as we continue rolling through, this Vanessa Richardson, Clint. Per ESPN, the Rockets will play the Lakers on opening night of Las Vegas Summer League on July 12th. I mean, Bronny's got to be a net puppy.
And, you going? Are you going?
No, I'm not going to that.
Come on, man. Go to Vegas, see Bronny. You able to run into LeBron? You kidding me?
Maybe we should all go.
I mean, I don't know why we wouldn't. Ron's too cool for it.
I think there are several reasons why we wouldn't. It's short notice. You know, I mean.
I've done my best work in short notice.
Good for you. That's a great response.
Well said.
Well said. Well done. Bronny James to the Lakers right there. He'll be at Summer League to face the Rockets. It'll be good. See Reed Shepard versus Bronny James action going on out there. By the way, if you missed it, check out the turd list. It was at 3:40 earlier. Someone felt like you dropped the ball, Tyler. Someone said Tyler should have had Matthew Stafford's wife on the turd list.
I had her with the Bronze actually last night, and then I decided to switch it out.
Switched it out, huh?
Yep.
Did she make it last year? I mean, last week? That was because that was Friday.
I don't think she made it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I did have her in there, but I decided the Tennessee Volunteers needed a bumper.
I don't know, boy. That apology may have taken her up the next level. Not sure, but it is your list, your turd list. I think it was a fair request from Daniel on the turd list. Fair one. Yeah, Matthew Stafford's wife. She's something else with what
yeah,
she put
girl.
Together. Yeah, girl. Yeah, then apologized for that thing.
Yeah, girl.
All right. Hey, the Astros, they got 10 coming up. They start this road trip tomorrow behind Ronel Blanco, a big series. To try to keep this momentum going, to try to keep closing this gap in the wild card and in the division right now in the American League. They've won 7 in a row. They've got the Mets coming up for 3. After that, they've got the Blue Jays for 4. They've got the Twins for 3. So that's 10 road games on this road trip as they head towards the All-Star break. And as I said, my favorite game, the push-the-button game. Press that button, all right? If I tell you this right now, if I tell you this record, would you press that button right now for the Astros? The Astros in a 10-game series, in this 10-game home or road trip, excuse me, 10 in a row in New York, Toronto, and Minnesota. If I said right now you can have the power to push the button for them to go 6-4 in that stretch. They've won 7 in a row. They're as hot as anybody in baseball. Would you push that button for 6-4 right now?
Hell yeah.
Tyler, are you pushing it?
I'd push it, yeah.
You kidding me? I'm 2-0 on my way to 13-5 in the final 18. Would I take 6-4? That would put me at 8-4. With what is that, 6 to play? Yeah, I believe I would take that. I really like 7-3, but I would take 6-4 if I could put punch a button and make it happen.
Yeah. Listen, I think so too. I think this. Yes, the Mets are now at 500, so they aren't under 500. The Blue Jays are under 500. The Blue Jays have some talent. Doesn't that seem like a team that would get up for the Astros? That seems like a team that, with their talent, that the Astros coming to town, they'll play a little with something a little extra. So to me, yeah, if you are above 500, like to me, I don't even know if 5-5 would be disappointing. I think disappointing is if you're under 500. But if you are above 500 in any way in these 10 games, trying to catch Seattle and trying to catch the wild card, I think that's it. 10-game road trips, really, man, you just really want to play 500 baseball on the road and then have a winning record at home. That, to be able to go 6-4 in that stretch, hey, I would press it all day.
It, I know,
7-3 sounds sexy and would be amazing, or hell, just keep running, keep rolling through, but To me, anything above 500 on this trip, that would be something that Joe Espada and the Astros, I think, would take, and I think would put them right where they need to be heading into the All-Star break and going back home. So I'm with you. 6-4, that's all day. As I said, I if they went 5-5, that wouldn't be that disappointing.
Oh, it'd be disappointing as hell, Ron.
You'd be disappointed with 500?
I'm
going
to let you 500? Drag me down to 500. No, hell no. 500? You kidding me? The way these Astros been playing? Come on, man.
They've made up such ground to me where it's just like, before it was like, hey, man, y'all got to go 7-3, 8-2 somewhere around here. But they've made up such ground. I think 6-4 at the worst has them where they are right now.
Yeah, look, that's as low as I'm going. You said at the worst, 6-4. I'm not going to 5-5, Ron.
Someone texted in, does this mean Show It's Ron is going to start doing the lineups again daily? I'm not doing them daily, but when they go over 500.
Oh, yeah.
I promised.
We're here.
When they go over 500.
I need you to put a little effort into it.
God, I'm excited now. I forgot about this.
So that would it feels like that would imply that you're saying I don't put effort.
Well, I think you rely like, you rely on your like recently. Wow. I think you've relied on in the moment, spur of the moment. Like you were real creative with the Tampa Tuck and the nicknames and the setups, if you will, before you gave them. I'll be honest with you. The last few that you've done, I've been disappointed.
Wow.
I mean, you had some real. You had, I there mean, was, it's, there was some real
how
opportunity.
How long ago was that?
Wow, dude!
You've only done it a couple times this year.
I know it. They haven't played at a place to deserve it.
Well, I think you. That's a good reason why you didn't put a lot of effort into it. I'm just telling you, they played
first
well.
First off,
enough.
That's not true. You're just assuming that.
That's
I didn't
what we
put
were
a lot
talking
of
about.
All right, I
we were talking
I
about your effort level.
Oh, I did put effort into it. You're the one who said it.
You
I put
effort into
it.
The moment, but I don't think there was. I don't think you put much effort in leading up to it. Who was it? Who was the newbie out there I expected a really good nickname for a couple guys, and you just really. I mean, you started with the Tampa Tuck. You started with the White Boy Chaz. You threw in there, and who was the good hair? What was Bregman?
Bregman's my brother's keeper.
My brother's keeper, and then boy, I tell you, Brantley was a really good one.
Pena, panty dropper.
I mean, Altuve with the big stick is a good one. Somebody new though. I was just like, really? I thought she's better than that, man.
Someone text in. We need a minimum of 7-3, Ron. Okay,
7-3
minimum.
Is that my boy Ron?
I wanted to go 7-3, but I think I'm getting a little greedy here.
Yeah, 6. I mean, this is it. The Mets are hot. They're 8-2 in their last 10. They're hot. The Twins are a good team, good pitching. You remember the last time the Astros played the Twins? They came in here and got them pretty good. So I don't know. Seven and three would be great. 5-5, 6-4.
Well, when you do the lineups, you're gonna bring one new name to the table.
one new name. What one, the hell?
Like, I don't think Dubon has a solid one. I don't think Diaz has a solid one.
You don't even remember him.
Hence why they're not very solid. I mean,
you didn't even remember who the good hair was for.
Well, but who was it? It's
Yuli.
There is exactly who it was. Well, it's been a year. Give me a break, man.
Miss you.
Been through a lot. Yeah, man, I feel like with Cabbage and
there's just too many names.
And now you got Lo Profeta. You're going to sit down like all these guys. Think of some names. Think of some
names.
And then when we figure it out, when we know who's in the lineup, boom, you just let her rip, baby. I need at least one. I need at least one new one that
we'll
I hadn't
figure,
heard.
We'll figure it out. We'll see if they can get a win coming up, and then Monday. But if they're above, it has to be Monday. So they gotta do some work over this weekend. They gotta win this series this weekend.
They gotta win two or three this weekend.
They gotta win the series this weekend, and Monday.
And Monday will be the day.
Bang them out. It'll be the day. They can pull that off. Coming up behind us, remember Texans All Access. The Hall of Famer John McClain will join the fellas, and then following that, Area 45. Sean Bajani, Patrick Creighton, Bajani and Creighton, Area 45, roll with them coming up after Texans All Access. All right, I was looking at this thing, man, and Tyler, people are really starting to feel, at least in a sleeper role, a lot of people starting to feel your Aggies on this football, in college football this year, to have a sleeper team to surprise and a sleeper team to have a chance to get to the college football playoff. I saw a list. They named the top six sleepers to make it to the college football playoff. And above USC, who was number two, the Texas A&M Aggies came in at number one as the number one team in college football in terms of sleepers to get to the college football playoff. And I think the real easy space is, I think the SEC, depending on the season, and you start to look at it, you start to look at these rankings, Clint. I mean, the SEC's got the number one team in the country of Georgia. They've got Missouri's a top 10 team. Alabama's ranked top 10 preseason. Ole Miss is ranked top 10 preseason. I think somebody, Texas is ranked top 10 preseason. They've got a ton of teams in there. I think at the very least they get three teams. Can A&M flirt with third or fourth in the SEC to give themselves a chance to get in to the college football playoff? That to me has to be the route. And I know you said you love their schedule. They've got a schedule that at least this year doesn't have Georgia on it, doesn't have Alabama on it, but they still got Missouri and Texas who are top 10 teams. But it'd be interesting how this thing rolls. I think if they win the first week against Notre Dame, a top 10 team, top 5-10 preseason, Clint, then there could be a real element to that thought that they could be a surprise sleeper.
Oh, I think they could be a surprise sleeper. I've been a part of one of these teams, Ron. My junior year at Arkansas, my sophomore year, we were 4-7. Danny Ford had come from Clemson, won a national title there, had been at Arkansas for a handful of years, recruited his ass off. We had some really good players. We went 4-7 back-to-back years. He got fired. They bring Nutt in, a hot up-and-coming coach that won at Boise State, had won at Murray State, and he comes in and he infuses that energy and that motivated the hell out of us, an already good locker room, and we went out there, and if I wouldn't have fumbled, hell, we would have won and went to an SEC championship and possibly a national championship. We were literally one play away from making that happen. We beat Tennessee that night. We qualify to go back to the SEC championship. So I've seen it happen. I've been a part of it. And look, I'll tell you this. I've said this year in, year out, Texas A&M has better players than most of the SEC. They're not quite where they should be right now in terms of being able to bump their roster up against Alabama and Georgia and LSU. But they should be year in, year out. But with that said, there's still the majority of their roster. They are going to have a huge advantage from a player perspective. And I'll say this, Mike Elko, right? You look at the players that Jimbo left, he recruited his ass off. The players are going to be better. Mike Elko had a much steeper climb winning at Duke in the ACC, and he did it immediately, and he did it over a couple of years, right? He's got a better chance to win at A&M in the SEC than Duke in the ACC. I, from a player perspective, He's got a better stable of horses to go win with, right? The schedule lines up. I'm going to tell you, Notre Dame, LSU, and Texas, I think those are the only three games on his schedule where the Jimmys and the Joes are going to match up, or he may be a little bit behind them, and they're going to have to really work their ass off to win those games. Everybody else, they're going to start with a huge advantage with better players. And so I just think we've seen Mike Elko do this before, go somewhere and win immediately. Why can't he do it here? We know Jimbo Fisher recruited his ass off. The stables are full. There's no doubt about it. The schedule, we're looking at it. While it's not easy because it is in the SEC, there's no Georgia, there's no Alabama, there's no Ole Miss. It is a soft schedule, relatively speaking. There's no reason. Oh, and you've got one of the biggest home field advantages with the 12th man and what they can do and what they bring to the table on game day. There's no reason that the Aggies shouldn't be the top, would you call it Cinderella, the top
sleeper team to potentially get to the top 12.
It don't matter how you watch college football. If you look at what the Aggies got next year, if they're not able to take advantage of this softer schedule.
How many games can they lose to make it? Two?
Well, it depends on who they beat. And it depends on who they, you know, if they lose out of the gate to Notre Dame and Notre Dame goes on to be a top five football team, that ain't too painful. But I think two would be the number to look at right now.
Ring, baby.
Yeah, I think you could lose two and still be in that 12 to 10 range.
Yep, because if they lost two and, you know, one of those wins are like Texas, you know, the other one is you know, Missouri or something like that, they get a couple of top 10 wins, which they have on their schedule. Yeah, you can really look out and get that.
You got Notre Dame, LSU, and Texas. You got to win one of those. Yeah. You've got to win one of those, and then clean house the rest of the way, with the exception of Notre Dame and Texas. I think you could have a chance, but it's a year where A&M could make some noise. They would definitely be my number one sleeper team.
Texans All Access coming up behind us. Area 45. After that, Clint, great job. Tyler, great job. Everybody who helped be able to put this show together, to keep this, our engineers here and in Kansas City, we appreciate you as well. I am Ron Hughley, as always, Houston. We love you, baby. And cocaine.
That shot wasn't stale. The big saltine drains it from downtown. Do I have a nosebleed because Cocaine Curry is on fire?
It's going crazy in the Summit. Cocaine Curry. His foot wasn't on the line there. Cocaine Curry.
I get it now. Okay, I get it.
Say hello to his little friend. Cocaine Curry drains the three.
He caught the ball off the screen, sniffed twice, and drained it. Cocaine Curry.
Let me tell you what's not going to help us get on Barrett's top 10 list.
And I know it's going to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move.
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, as we continue rolling through, this Vanessa Richardson, Clint, per ESPN, the Rockets will play the Lakers on opening night of Las Vegas Summer League on July 12th. I mean, Bronny's got to be a net puppy.
And, you going? Are you going?
No, I'm not going to that.
Come on, man. Go to Vegas, see Bronny. You level to run into LeBron? You kidding me?
Maybe we should all go.
I mean, I don't know why we wouldn't. Ron's too cool for it.
I think there are several reasons why we've been in this short notice. You know, I mean.
Done my best work in short notice.
Good for you. That's a great response.
Well said.
Well said. Well done. Bronny James to the Lakers right there. He'll be at Summer League to face the Rockets. It'll be good. See Reed Shepard versus Bronny James action going on out there. By the way, if you missed it, check out the turd list. It was at 3:40 earlier. Someone felt like you dropped the ball, Tyler. Someone said Tyler should have had Matthew Stafford's wife on the turd list.
I had her with the bronze, actually, last night, and then I decided to switch it out.
Switched it out, huh?
Yep.
Did she make it last year? I mean, last week? That was because that was Friday.
I don't believe so.
When she told,
I don't think she made it. Yeah.
Okay.
I did have her in there, but I decided the Tennessee Volunteers needed a bumper.
I don't know, boy. That apology may have taken her up the next level. Not sure, but it is your list, your turd list. I think it was a fair request from Daniel on the turd list. Fair one. Yeah, Matthew Stafford's wife. She's something else with what she put.
Girl.
Yeah, girl. Yeah, then apologized for that thing.
Yeah, girl.
All right. Hey, the Astros, they got 10 coming up. They start this road trip tomorrow behind Ronel Blanco, a big series to try to keep this momentum going, to try to keep closing this gap in the wild card and in the division right now in the American League. They've won 7 in a row. They've got the Mets coming up for 3. After that, they've got the Blue Jays for 4. They've got the Twins for 3. So that's 10 road games on this road trip as they head towards the All-Star break. And as I said, my favorite game, the push the button game. Press that button, all right? If I tell you this right now, if I tell you this record, would you press that button right now for the Astros? The Astros in a 10-game series, in this 10-game home or road trip, 10 in a row in New York, Toronto, and Minnesota. If I said right now you can have the power to push the button for them to go 6-4 in that stretch. They've won 7 in a row. They're as hot as anybody in baseball. Would you push that button for 6-4 right now?
Hell yeah.
Tyler, you pushing it?
I'd push it, yeah.
You kidding me? I'm 2-0 on my way reluctant. I'm 2-0 on my way to 13-5 in the final 18. Would I take 6-4? That'd put me at 8-4. With what is that, 6 to play? I believe I would take that. I really like 7-3, but I would take 6-4 if I could put punch a button and make it happen.
Yeah. Listen, I think so too. I think this. Yes, the Mets are now at 500, so they aren't under 500. The Blue Jays are under 500. The Blue Jays have some talent. Doesn't that seem like a team that would get up for the Astros? That seems like a team that, with their talent, that the Astros coming to town, they'll play a little with something a little extra. So to me, yeah, if you are above 500, like to me, I don't even know if 5-5 would be disappointing. I think disappointing is if you're under 500. But if you are above 500 in any way in these 10 games, trying to catch Seattle and trying to catch the wild card. I think that's it. 10-game road trips, really, man. You just really want to play 500 baseball on the road and then have a winning record at home. That, to be able to go 6-4 in that stretch, hey, I would press it all day.
It, I know,
7-3 sounds sexy and would be amazing, or hell, just keep running, keep rolling through. But to me, anything above 500 on this trip, that would be something that Joe Espada and the Astros, I think, would take, and I think would put them right where they need to be heading into the All-Star break and going back home. So I'm with you. 6-4, that's all day. As I said, to me, if they went 5-5, that wouldn't be that disappointing.
Oh, it'd be disappointing as hell, Ron.
You'd be disappointed with 500?
I'm not going to let you 500? Drag me down to 500. No, hell no. 500? You kidding me? The way these Astros been playing? Come on, man.
They've made up such ground to me where it's just like, before it was like, hey, man, y'all got to go 7-3, 8-2 somewhere around here. But they've made up such ground. I think 6-4 at the worst has them where they are right now.
Yeah, look, that's as low as I'm going. You said it, at the worst, 6-4. I'm not going to 5-5, Ron.
Someone texted in, does this mean show it's Ron is going to start doing the lineups again daily? I'm not doing them daily, but when they go over 500.
Oh, yeah.
I promised.
We're here.
When they go over 500.
I need you to put a little effort into it.
God, I'm excited now. I forgot about this.
So it feels like that would imply that you're saying I don't put effort.
Well, I think you rely on your like recently, wow. I think you've relied on in the moment, spur of the moment. Like, you were real creative with the Tampa Tuck and the nicknames and the setups, if you will, before you gave them. I'll be honest with you. The last few that you've done, I've been disappointed.
Wow.
I mean, you had some real. You had, I mean, there were some real
how
opportunity.
How long ago was that?
Wow, dude!
You've only done it a couple times this year.
I know it. They haven't played at a place to deserve it.
Well, I think you. Well, maybe. That's a good reason why you didn't put a lot of effort into it. I'm just telling you, they played
first
well
off,
enough.
That's not true. You're just assuming that.
That's
I didn't
what we
put
were
a lot
talking about.
All right,
we were talking about your
effort
level.
Oh, I did put effort into it. You're the one who said it.
You put
effort
into the moment, but I don't think there was. I don't think you put much effort leading up to it. Who was it? Who was the newbie out there that I expected a really good nickname for a couple guys, and you just really. I mean, you started with the Tampa Tuck. You started with the White Boy Chaz. You threw in there, and who was the good hair? What was Bregman?
Bregman's my brother's keeper.
My brother's keeper, and then boy, I tell you, Brantley was a really good one.
Pena, dropper.
I mean, Altuve with the big stick is a good one. Somebody new though. I was just like, really? I thought she's better than that, man.
Someone text in. We need a minimum of 7-3, Ron. Okay,
7-3
minimum.
Is that my boy Ron?
I wanted to go 7-3, but I think I'm getting a little greedy here.
Yeah, 6. I mean, this is it. The Mets are hot. They're 8-2 in their last 10. They're hot. The Twins are a good team, good pitching. You remember the last time the Astros played the Twins? They came in here and got them pretty good. So I don't know. Seven and three would be great. 5-5, 6-4.
When you do the lineups, you're gonna bring one new name to the table.
One new name.
Like I don't think Dubon has a solid one. I don't think Diaz has a solid one.
You don't even remember him.
Hence why they're not very solid. I mean, I really lean in.
You didn't even remember who the good hair was for.
Well, but who was it? It was
Yuli.
There is exactly who it was. Well, it's been a year. Give me a break,
damn,
man.
Miss you.
Been through a lot. Yeah, man. I feel like with Cabbage and
there's just too many names.
And now you got Lo Perfido. And now, I mean, well, you're going to sit down like all these guys. Think of some names. Think of some
names.
And then when we figure it out, when we know who's in the lineup, boom, you just let her rip, baby. I need at least one. I need at least one new one that I hadn't heard.
We'll figure it out. We'll see if they can get a win. Coming up, and then Monday. But if they're above, ooh, it has to be Monday. So they gotta do some work over this weekend. They gotta win this series this weekend.
They gotta win two or three this weekend.
They gotta win the series this weekend, and Monday
will be the day.
Bang them out. It'll be the day. they can pull that off. Coming up behind us, remember, Texans All Access. The Hall of Famer, John McClain, will join the fellas. And then following that, Area 45, Sean Bajani, Patrick Creighton. Bajani and Creighton, Area 45, roll with them coming up after Texans All Access. All right. I was looking at this thing, man. And Tyler, people are really starting to feel, at least in a sleeper role, a lot of people starting to feel your Aggies on this football, in college football this year, to have a sleeper team to surprise and a sleeper team to have a chance to get to the college football playoff. I saw a list. They named the top six sleepers to make it to the college football playoff. And above USC, who was number two, the Texas A&M Aggies came in at number one as the number one team in college football in terms of sleepers to get to the college football playoff. And I think the real easy space is, I think the SEC, depending on the season, and you start to look at these rankings, Clint, I mean, the SEC's got the number one team in the country of Georgia. They've got Missouri's a top 10 team. Alabama's ranked top 10 preseason. Ole Miss is ranked top 10 preseason. I think somebody, Texas is ranked top 10 preseason. They've got a ton of teams in there. I think at the very least they get three teams. Can A&M flirt with third or fourth in the SEC to give themselves a chance to get in to the college football playoff? That to me has to be the route. And I know you said you love their schedule. They've got a schedule that at least this year doesn't have Georgia on it, doesn't have Alabama on it, but they still got Missouri and Texas, who are top 10 teams. But it'd be interesting how this thing rolls. I think if they win the first week against Notre Dame, a top 10 team, top 5-10 preseason, Clint, then there could be a real element to that thought that they could be a surprise sleeper.
Oh, I think they could be a surprise sleeper. I've been a part of one of these teams, Ron. My junior year at Arkansas, my sophomore year, we were 4-7. Danny Ford had come from Clemson, won a national title there, had been at Arkansas for a handful of years, recruited his ass off. We had some really good players. We went 4-7 back-to-back years. He got fired. They bring Nutt in, a hot up-and-coming coach that won at Boise State, had won at Murray State, and he comes in and he infuses that energy and that motivated. It's motivated the hell out of us, an already good locker room, and we went out there, and if I wouldn't have fumbled, hell, we would have won and went to an SEC championship and possibly a national championship. We were literally one play away from making that happen. We beat Tennessee that night. We qualified to go back to the SEC championship. So I've seen it happen. I've been a part of it. And look, I'll tell you this. I've said this year in, year out. Texas A&M has better players than most of the SEC. They're not quite where they should be right now, in terms of being able to bump their roster up against Alabama and Georgia and LSU. But they should be year in, year out. But with that said, they're still the majority of their roster. They are going to have a huge advantage from a player perspective. And I'll say this, Mike Elko, right? You look at the players that Jimbo left, he recruited his ass off. The players are going to be better. Mike Elko had a much steeper climb winning at Duke in the ACC, and he did it immediately, and he did it over a couple of years, right? He's got a better chance to win at A&M in the SEC than Duke in the ACC. From a player perspective, he's got a better stable of horses to go win with, right? The schedule lines up. I'm going to tell you, Notre Dame, LSU, and Texas, I think those are the only three games on this schedule where the Jimmys and the Joes are going to match up, or he may be a little bit behind them, and they're going to have to really work their ass off to win those games. Everybody else, they're going to start with a huge advantage with better players. And so I just think we've seen Mike Elko do this before, go somewhere and win immediately. Why can't he do it here? We know Jimbo Fisher recruited his ass off. The stables are full. There's no doubt about it. The schedule, we're looking at it. While it's not easy because it is in the SEC, there's no Georgia, there's no Alabama, there's no Ole Miss. It is a soft schedule, relatively speaking. There's no reason. Oh, and you've got one of the biggest home field advantages with the 12th man and what they can do and what they bring to the table on game day. There's no reason that the Aggies shouldn't be the top Would you call it Cinderella, the top
sleeper team to get to the top 12?
It don't matter how you watch college football. If you look at what the Aggies got next year, if they're not able to take advantage of this softer schedule,
how many games can they lose to make it 2?
Well, it depends on who they beat. And it depends on who they, if they lose out of the gate to Notre Dame, and Notre Dame goes on to be a top 5 football team, that ain't too painful. I think 2 would be the number to look at right now.
Ring, baby.
Yeah, I think you could lose 2 and still be in that 12 to 10 range.
Yep, because if they lost 2 and one of those wins are like Texas, the other one is Missouri or something like that. They get a couple of top 10 wins, which they have on their schedule. Yeah, you can really you can look out and get that.
You got Notre Dame, LSU, and Texas. You got to win one of those. Yeah. You've got to win one of those, and then clean house the rest of the way, with the exception of Notre Dame and Texas. I think you could have a chance, but it's a year where A&M could make some noise. They would definitely be my number one sleeper team.
Texans All Access coming up behind us. Area 45. After that, Clint, great job. Tyler, great job. Everybody who helped be able to put this show together, to keep this, our engineers here and in Kansas City, we appreciate you as well. I am Ron Hughley, as always, Houston. We love you, baby. And cocaine.
That shot wasn't stale. The big saltine drains it from downtown. Do I have a nosebleed because Cocaine Curry is on fire?
It's going crazy in the summit. Cocaine Curry. His foot wasn't on the line there. Cocaine Curry.
I get it now. Okay, I get it.
Say hello to his little friend. Cocaine Curry drains the 3.
He caught the ball off the screen, sniffed twice, and drained it. Cocaine Curry.
Let me tell you what's not going to help us get on Barrett's top 10 list.
And I know it's going to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.